Over the weekend, an Amtrak train ran into a parked CSX freight train in South Carolina. It resulted in the deaths of two Amtrak employees. While CSX issued condolences, they did not take blame for the incident. The National Transportation Safety Board concluded a switch was in the wrong position. This is the third deadly accident involving an Amtrak train in the last 3 months. But could these accidents have been prevented? Some say yes, if a system called positive train control was in place. For more on that, I'm joined by Richard Beal, a railroad operations and safety expert. Richard, can you start by explaining to us how this system works?
Under this system that will be integrated into the general railroad system, the GPS will know exactly, pinpoint exactly where the train is. Programmed into the system will be everything. Restrictions on speed through towns, restrictions on speed through curves or over trestles. If there's a bad area in the track that warrants a slow order, that will be programmed in as well. Of course, any of the signals and signal systems are already programmed into it. So through another side of the GPS and the electronics, it will know whether the signal's green or red or yellow, whatever they are. So it integrates everything in together to do something if something happens to the engineer. If he's just he's forgetful, he forgot, if he has a medical incident, if he should become incapacitated in any way, mm-hmm. possibly even die, it would take over knowing, hey, I know this train is supposed to slow down for this curve to 30 miles an hour, and it's not doing it. So it will start a penalty application to do so.
Right. And the government has mandated that this technology be implemented. What are some of the challenges, though, of installing this system and getting it running?
The main challenge is what they can't get it to do is to integrate into all the different types of signal manufacturers and railroad and locomotive manufacturers and all that. It's a tremendous task to get it to integrate together and work possibly because one section of track, say 100 miles long, may belong to one railroad, and then you cross over into another railroad's territory, and they have a completely different type of electronic system. So they're having a lot of problems with that, is what I understand.
Right. And so because of that, it could take a really long time to get this up and running across those systems?
Well, they've got till the end of the year, and, you know, they've gone through several deadlines in the past, and they've extended those deadlines. So what happens if it's not ready again? You can't force something in that's not working.
Right.
What are you going to do? Stop all trains everywhere and stop the commerce throughout the United States? I don't think so. They are getting little portions of it up here and there and trying to get it to work, but then they can't integrate it with the next system they come in contact with.
So if we can get this positive train control system in place and functioning at some point, do you think that the technology could help prevent the kinds of accidents we're seeing so many of lately?
It will absolutely do that. Don't get me wrong. Trains, locomotives already have systems on there, alerters and that type of thing, that if I'm running the train and I fall asleep or I die, mm-hmm. it will recognize, hey, this guy hasn't done anything in the last, say, 20 or 30 seconds. And it will start a light flashing. It's usually a light. And it'll get brighter and brighter and flash quicker and quicker. And then if that hasn't alerted me because I'm dead or incapacitated, mm-hmm. then there will be an alarm that goes off the same way for another 20 or 30 seconds. And, you know, a whistle, alarm, bell, something like that. And then if I don't respond to that, then it's going to put the train into a penalty application, brake application. Problem with that is, if I'm on a passenger train running down the track at 80 miles an hour, I'm moving approximately 118 feet a second. So, you know, by the time a minute, minute and a half has gone by, I've gone a long, long way, several miles, you know?
Yeah. So this technology would help alleviate that problem, but
it
is now, there are systems in place to try to stop these things from happening.
There are, but it's still up to the person that's running the train to recognize the alert is going off. But if he's incapacitated in some way, he's not seeing all that. So now you have to wait for that system to kick in, whereas the GPS, if you've missed it, will say, nobody's responding to this. I don't care what's going on up there. We're going to apply the brakes to the train.
All right. Richard Beal is a railroad operations and safety expert. Richard, thanks so much for joining us this morning to talk about this.